present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Episode 17, Room at the Bottom, featuring John Lorre and Arnold Ridley, with this week's guests, John Ringham and Jack Watson. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. The date is 1941. The Nazi menace, like some giant octopus, spreads its tentacles across the face of Europe, from the frozen wastes of Russia to the rolling Atlantic. Here in our island fastness, the gallant men of Britain's Home Guard, determined that our streets shall never echo to the tramp of jackboots, strive diligently to protect our hearth and home. At the Church Hall, Walmington-on-Sea, headquarters of the local platoon, Sergeant Wilson is in the side office when an officer from GHQ arrives.
Oh, good evening, Captain Turner.
Good evening, Sergeant. Where's Captain Mannering?
Well, we have the auditors in the bank, so Captain Mannering had to stay behind to clear up a few points.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm afraid I can't wait for him. I've got to call on two other units in the area. Look, perhaps you could give him a message for me.
Oh, certainly, sir.
Yes, a bit awkward, really. Mm-hmm. Look, tell me, how long has Mr. Mannering been a captain?
Well, ever since we started, sir.
You mean when you were local defence volunteers?
That's right, sir, yes.
But there were no commissions in the LDV.
Weren't there, sir?
Well, no, of course not. How did he get to be a captain in the first place?
Well, he sort of made himself one, sir.
Oh, did he? Mind you, there's been all sorts of ranks in the Home Guard, and we're only just starting to sort it all out. Well, look, I'm very sorry and all that, but he never was a captain, and he can't walk around with three pips on his shoulder. You'll just have to take one of them off. You must tell him as soon as he gets here.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. I'll do that.
You can also tell him I'll confirm it in writing in the next few days.
Very well, sir.
All right. Good night, Sergeant.
Good night, sir. And your lieutenant. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Fancy that. Poor old Mr. Mannering. Let's see now. How can I put it to him? Oh. I'm afraid I've got some rather bad news for you, Mannering. No, that's no good. Now, look here, Mannering. You better brace yourself for a shock. One of those pips has just got to come off. It's hopeless, absolutely hopeless. You must keep it short, that's the thing. Keep it short, that's the best way. Good evening, Lieutenant Mannering.
You all right, Wilson?
Oh, yes, I'm perfectly... Oh, good evening, Mr. Mannering. I'm so sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
You usually talk to self.
No. I was just thinking aloud.
By the way, you'll be pleased to hear that I managed to get that drill sergeant.
Hmm? What drill sergeant?
Oh, really, Wilson, don't you remember? I said the platoon was getting a bit sloppy. Anyhow, this chap's coming on Friday to give the men an hour's drill. Should be pretty good. He's from the Coldstream Guards.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to, isn't it, sir?
Yes. And, Wilson, I've told you before, don't go wandering around with your battle dress collar undone and your cuffs rolled up like that. You're not one of the Brill Cream boys, you know.
I'm sorry, sir. Oh, by the way, Captain Turner left a message for you.
Oh, he's been here, has he?
Yes, sir, but he couldn't wait.
What did he want? Usual red tape nonsense, I suppose.
Yes, sir. He says you've got to take a pip off.
Is that all? What did you say?
He says you're not really a captain, sir. You should only be a lieutenant.
I'm trying to be funny, Wilson.
Oh, no, sir. No.
Well, as soon as I settle this, I'll get on to GHQ right away. Upstart. Hello? Eastgate 166, please. But he's got nothing better to do. You know, Wilson, sometimes I think that... Hello? Is that GHQ? Ah, it's Mannering. Mannering. Captain Mannering, Warmington on Sea Platoon. Well, I'm sorry to bother you, but there seems to be some mistake. Captain Turner was here earlier on this evening, and he left some peculiar garbled message about... What? Yes. Well, yes, of course, it's just possible that my sergeant could have got it wrong. I see, yes. Quite absurd, of course, yes. Something about taking a pip down. Yes. Oh, I thought so, yes. Thank you very much. What's the game, Wilson?
Game, sir?
Yes, the game. What's the idea of saying that I wasn't a captain, making me ring up GHQ like that? What sort of a fool do you think I look?
Well, who did you speak to, sir?
The sergeant in the office. Of course, he didn't know what I was talking about.
Oh.
Well, I'm waiting for your explanation. You know, I'm forced to say that you have confirmed A suspicion that's been in my mind for some weeks now.
Really, sir? What's that?
That you're jealous of me, Wilson.
Jealous, sir?
Oh, don't think I haven't noticed the way that you keep looking enviously at my officer's hat. And my insignia of rank. You don't fool me, you know, for a minute, Wilson. You'd give anything to be in my shoes.
I can assure you, sir, you're quite wrong.
I'm not in the Home Guard for the glory I can get out of it. These three pips mean nothing to me. I'd be just as happy to be a sergeant or even a simple private. If that phone was to ring right now and they said that I was no longer a captain, it wouldn't mean that much to me.
Bormington on C, Home Guard. Just a minute, please. It's for you, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Mannering here. Oh, good evening, sir. How are you? What? Yes, I did ring earlier, yes. I spoke to the sergeant there. He'd only just come on duty. You didn't know what, sir? Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Well, Wilson, you were quite right.
You mean you've got to lose a pip, sir?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I really am.
Well, there's only one thing to do, I'm afraid.
What are you doing with that knife, sir? Well, don't do it, sir. Please, don't do it. It's not worth it.
What's the matter with you? I'm going to cut the pips off, that's all. Only a penknife, you know.
Oh, I see. You see, for a moment, I thought that...
Excuse me.
What is it, Godfrey?
I can't see if there were any dirty cups. I'm just going to do the washing up.
Well, I've finished with mine.
Oh, thank you. Can I help, Mr. Mannering?
How do you mean, Godfrey?
Well, you see, they've been struggling with your jacket. Your tailoring is my line, sir. Don't forget I was 35 years the gentleman's outfitting at the Army Navy stores.
I doubt if that can be of much help to me now, Godfrey.
Well, please let me try, sir.
Oh, very well. Here's the penknife.
Oh, thank you. What seems to be the trouble?
I'm taking a pip off each shoulder.
Oh, I see. Well, trouble is you can always see the mark where the pips have been.
Yes, I know.
Why are you taking them off, sir?
No, I can't go into all that now. It's a long story.
It's the best I can do for you, I'm afraid, sir.
Thank you, Godfrey. And don't say anything to the men about this, will you?
About what, sir?
Oh, never mind. All right, you can go.
All right, sir.
Well, what are you going to do, sir? Is there a time to dismiss the parade? The men are bound to notice you've taken your pips off.
Well, let me see. Oh, I know. I'll wear my rubber shoulder protectors.
Ah, yes. You mean the things Walker designed from old car tires?
That's it, Wilson. Where did I put them? We were going to equip the whole platoon, but Walker was charging too much for the tires. Ah, here we are. Now, if I put one on each shoulder, no one can see my badges of rank. There we are.
Oh, yes. That's very fetching, sir.
This is no time for flippancy, Wilson.
Sorry, sir. Of course, Godfrey already knows you've taken your pips off.
Sir. Oh, don't worry about him. He doesn't know what day it is.
I tell you, he was.
And you say he was taking one of his pips off, Mr. Godfrey?
Yes, that's right.
Well, perhaps he's been promoted. That must be it. The next step up is a major. He'd have to take his three pips off to put a crown on.
A major, Mary. A rather nice ring to it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, man, four in, three ranks.
Can't wait to see what he's wearing on his shoulders.
All right, platoon. Pay attention now, platoon. Attention!
Platoon, stand at ease. Now, just before we break off, I want to tell you about next Sunday's exercise.
Mr. Speak, sir.
What is it, Jones?
Why are you wearing your shoulder protectors, sir? Is that the standard dress from now on?
No, it isn't, Jones. I'm just testing them. Anything wrong with that?
No, sir, I like it.
Now, about the exercise. You will...
Mr. Speak, sir.
Yes, Jones.
You always told us it's not the man we salute, but the King's Commission.
That's right.
Well, how can we salute you if we can't see your rank? You'll have to take your shoulder protectors off, you know.
All right. I may as well tell you now that...
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Manning, but I've been listening to the wireless.
It's all right, Fraser, fall in.
The Bismarck has been sunk, sir.
What?
The German battleship and the Bismarck, it has been sunk. It's just come through on the wireless.
All right. All right, men, dismiss. Next parade, 1,800 hours tomorrow. This is excellent news, Wilson.
Yes, it is, sir, isn't it? Once again, the Royal Navy has saved your bacon. Come in. Oh, good evening, Captain Turner.
Evening, Wilson. Mr. Mannering, not here yet?
No, sir, it's not. We've still got these auditors in at the bank.
Ah, pity. How did he take it last night?
Take what, sir?
His pips off, man.
Well, he cut them off with a penknife.
No. I mean, how did it affect him?
Oh, well, he put a brave face on it, sir, but I really do think he was pretty cut up. You see, sir, he just lives for the Home Guard.
Yes, I realize that, Sergeant, and that only makes my task more difficult.
Well, what task's that, sir?
Well, the trouble is, you see, when Mannering rang up GHQ yesterday, they started looking into things, and it appears that he hasn't even been granted a commission as a lieutenant.
I don't think I quite understand, sir.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Mannering hasn't got any rank at all. Therefore, he's got no authority to be in charge of this platoon. It's all in this letter. Give it to him as soon as he arrives.
All right, sir.
Oh, and by the way, you're in command of the platoon. Till I can make other arrangements.
I'm in command of the platoon. Oh, Lord.
Attention! Cut! Evening, Mr. Mannering. Evening,
Jones. Oh, is that Mr. Mannering in the hall? Look, I think it would be better if he didn't see me. I'll go out by the side door. Oh, and don't forget to give him that letter, will you?
Right, carry on, Jones.
Hello, Wilson.
Hello, sir. Is it raining?
What do you mean?
Well, you're wearing your Macintosh, sir.
It's only so that the men couldn't see that I'd take the pips off my shoulders. Ah. But I can't go on with this subterfuge forever, Wilson. The platoon has to be told that I'm only a lieutenant, and that's that. After all, ours not to reason why.
Yes, right, but before you do anything, sir, I think you ought to read this letter. Captain Turner left it for you.
Thank you. He's been here again, has he?
Yes, sir, but he couldn't stop.
I don't know what's the matter with that chap. Anyone would think he didn't want to see me. Now, what have we got to say?
Yes, well, sir, I'll leave you to read your letter, sir, for a while. I noticed one of my bicycle tires seemed a bit flat, sir. That's what I'll do. I'll go and pump it out.
Very well, if you must.
Right, sir. I shall be just out here in the alley if you want me, sir.
What's the matter with him? No. Oh, my God.
Great Scott, he shot himself. Captain Mannering, are you all right? Say something.
Oh, I'm wounded, Wilson.
Oh, dear, sir. But please, where?
Here. Inside.
Are you in pain?
Sorry about that, sir. We were in the hall, and Mr. Godfrey got one up the spout of his rifle, and it just went off.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought for one horrible moment that...
I said it's all right, Mr. Mannering.
Very good, Jones. Carry on.
What's the matter with him, Mr. Wilson? He's all gone all far away. Come back, sir, come back.
It's all right, Jones, all right. Mr. Mannering's had a bit of a shock.
Oh, dear, I never thought a rifle going off would affect him like that. I can't get over it. Fancy Mr. Mannering not being an officer at all. He's not an officer at all. Wonder how he's taking it.
Oh, I hear it was terrible at the bank today. Never came out of his office once. Mr. Wilson told me to put his letters under the door.
Yes, poor Mr. Mannering. We're going to miss him, you know.
Jack, it's his own fault if you ask me. He's been tempting Providence for a long time, strutting about the place like a peacock.
Well, I like Mr. Mannering. He's always so considerate, never unkind or anything like that. I wonder who we're going to get in his place.
Yes, appoint Mr. Godfrey. I hadn't thought of that.
Whoever it is, I hope he doesn't shout. I can't stand people who shout.
You're too soft a lot, are you? You need somebody to shout a bit.
Well, I would not think what would happen if you were in charge, Fraser. He'd have us running around from what's-his-name to breakfast time.
Oh, what a wonder. I'd knock spots off ye.
All right, come on. Fall in, you chaps, please, you can.
Look here. I think I ought to tell you that I have been put in charge of the platoon until a new officer can be appointed.
Oh, does that mean you'll be leading us in the exercise on Sunday?
Yes, Fraser, I'm afraid it does.
Will Mr. Mannering be there?
Oh, but no, Godfrey, no, he won't. Mr. Mannering is no longer a member of this platoon.
Just a minute, Sergeant. That is not strictly true. You see, men, when I was told that I was no longer your commanding officer, I must admit that my first reaction was to leave quietly.
Oh, dear. How sad.
All right, Godfrey. Then I said to myself that the defense of this town must come first. This country needs every able-bodied man it can get, and no man can be an island unto himself. I was proud to march at your head as Captain Mannering. I am even prouder to march in your ranks as Private Mannering. That's all.
He'll always be captain as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Mannering. Come on, sir. You fall in a little bit beside me, sir.
Go.
Yes. Move over, Mr. Godfrey. Make room for Mr. Mannering.
I do hope you'll be happy as one of us, sir.
I'm sure I shall, Godfrey.
Crawlers.
That's tune. Turn. Shut.
Oh, dear. I was a bit late, then.
Oh, never mind, sir. Never mind. We'll try it again. Don't. Stand up. Ease.
Don't worry. I'll get it.
I used to have the same trouble, Mr. Mannering. Mind you, I practiced and I'm all right now.
All right. Don't. Turn. Shut.
Well, I'm nearly always right.
All right. Come on, Jones. Come on.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think Mr. Mannering must have put me off.
Yes, all right. Once again. Two. Stand at ease.
I'm sorry, I can't understand it.
For goodness sake. It's taken Jones a year to get it right. And no Mannering's put him back where he started.
Yes, well, I think we'd better settle for that. Now, all right. Now, pay attention, please. As you know...
All standing by then, are we? Really, Sergeant? Name's Gregory, drill sergeant. Is the platoon ready?
Ready for what?
Drill. I'm supposed to give you an hour's drill tonight. You knew about this days ago.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I'd forgotten.
Oh, forgotten, had you? Well, you won't forget me again. Leave a lasting impression, I do. Right, let's have a look at you all.
Mr. Mannering, are you sure you wouldn't like to slip quietly away?
I don't think I have anything to fear, Wilson. Sergeant?
Oh, but it's so awkward, sir.
Who's that talking in the ranks there? And you, Sergeant, did I hear right? Were you calling him sir?
Well,
What is he then, knight or something? Looks like a rough knight to me. What's the matter with the lot of you? Ain't you got no sense of humour? Come on, laugh! Well, that's better. Have a good laugh. Get plenty of air in your lungs. I do a lot of laughing, I do. In my job, I get plenty to laugh about. I think a lot of you will give me a few chuckles before the evening's over, too. And what are you laughing at, lad? What's your name?
Godfrey.
Well, what are you laughing for?
I'm not really laughing. That's my normal expression.
Well, looking at you, I think that's about the only thing that is normal. And you get that hat on straight.
Referring to me, Sergeant?
Yes, you, Sir Harry Lauder. And don't stare at me as though I was something the wind had blown in. Do it!
Yes, Sergeant. Right away, Sergeant.
And who have we got here?
That's Lance Corporal Jones.
Oh, an old campaigner, eh?
That's right, Sergeant Gregory. I went all through.
I'll bet you did. I expect you've been through more than I've had hot dinners. Well, Kitchener may need you, but I don't. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing here tonight. I could have been doing something useful, like drilling soldiers. What a sloppy lot. Talk about Fred Carnos. What are you, the boys of the old brigade? And what do you think that you're going as, Sergeant? With your collar undone and your cuffs rolled up like that?
Well, I...
Now, you're not on Daddy's yacht, you know. You'll be wearing a silk scarf next.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I...
So you're terribly sorry, are you? Well, get yourself smartened up.
All right, Sergeant.
The whole lot of you need a good shaking up by the looks of you. I think we'll have a bit of running on the spot that'll liven you up. Right, off you go. Hup, come on. Pick them up. You look like some foreign Nancy boys treading grapes. Hup, no, not you, Jones, not you. I don't want to be had up for manslaughter, do I?
But I like it, Sergeant Gregory.
No, you'd better not. All right, platoon, halt! I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. You're such a nice old gentleman. You remind me of my granddad.
Oh, really?
Yes, he died 10 years ago. We dug him up last week and he looks better than you do now.
Not here. You're going too far.
I beg your pardon? Who said that?
I did.
Oh, so it's the nasty night again.
You're going too far.
Did you hear that, everybody? His lordship says I'm going too far. Well, you're not going too far, but you're not going to get nowhere. All right, now you just get winning on the spot at the double. Are you ready? Hop, hop, hop. Come on there. Get it up. Come on there. Come on, get
Sergeant,
your legs up.
Sergeant, Sergeant.
Come on, get your legs up.
I think you ought to know that Mr. Mannering used to be our officer.
No need to bring that up, Wilson.
Officer, was he? I hate officers. Pick him up. Come on, come on. I'll give you a wet shirt. Come on, hop, 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 hop. I'll teach you to answer me back, you honorable little knight, you. Come on, hop, hop, get him up. Come on, get your legs up there. Higher than that, that's no good. I am much higher than all the time.
Well, I don't know, sir. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Oh, hello, Mr. Fraser.
Hello, Jones. Is Mannering in tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, still recuperating, is he?
Well, Sergeant Gregory did give him a pretty rough time, you know. I think he's really staying away to make it easier for Mr. Wilson.
Well, if they don't hurry up and appoint a new officer, there'll be no platoon left to command. It's falling to pieces, if you ask me.
Oh, please don't say that, Mr. Fraser.
It's true, Godfrey. The men's morale's at rock bottom. Look at that disastrous battle exercise against the Southgate platoon yesterday. Sergeant Wilson led us right into an ambush.
Yeah, right there, Mr. Mannering wouldn't have done that.
Oh, well, he might have, but he'd have done it in a more dignified way.
Now, yeah, battleman, it was more like a massacre.
Only we could get Mr. Mannering back as our officer.
The pen is often mightier than the sword.
Oh, well, how do you mean?
Well, we could all write and say how much we respect and admire Mr. Mannering.
There's no need to go that far.
No, go on. Go on, Mr. Godfrey.
And we could respectfully ask for his reinstatement.
Touch it. Never listen to us.
Well, it's worth a try. It's a good idea, Mr. Godfrey. I'll go and tell the others, and then we can all go home and write a nice letter to GHQ. Dear sir, permission to write. As an old soldier of 30 years' service and a member of the Royal Antediluvian Order of Buffaloes, may I put in a good word for our late captain. His reduction in rank has had a shattering effect on our morals. And furthermore...
Dear sir, may I most humbly and respectfully beg to place before you the following facts for consideration at your convenience, to whom it may concern. Mr. Mannering has always carried out his duties in a conscientious and diligent manner.
Now, nay, let me see, how did I put it? Dear sirs, now that the post of commanding officer for the platoon is vacant, I would like you to consider a private who served with distinction during the last conflict. Unfortunately, a certain amount of jealousy has caused him to be passed by whenever promotion was due in the past. In spite of all this, I feel I must speak up and reveal his name, which is Private Fraser. Signed, a well-wisher.
Settle down, chap, please. Now, Captain Turner would like to say a few words.
Oh, thank you, Wilson. Now, before Mr. Mannering comes in, I'd just like to say that after receiving all those letters from the platoon, GHQ felt duty-bound to grant Mr. Mannering his commission.
Hooray! Bloody disgrace.
Future, the three platoons, Eastgate, Southgate, and Warmington-on-Sea, will be formed into a company, and Mr. Mannering will be second in command and have his rank of captain confirmed.
Goodness, there's no need for them to overdo it.
Well, good news, eh, Sergeant Wilson?
Yes, awfully good, sir.
Yes, well, the letters we received from the platoon were unanimous in their praise for Captain Mannering. Or perhaps I should say all but one were unanimous. Ah, here's Captain Mannering now.
Good old Captain Mannering! Well done, sir! Oh,
He's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. Well done, Captain.
Congratulations, Captain Mannering. I'm delighted for you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I think I'll be off. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Three cheers for Captain Mannering. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your trust in me.
Oh, I certainly have great trust in you.
Thank you, Fraser. I can assure you all that I shall continue to lead you for as long as my country has need of me.
That is good news, sir. I always knew you would come back to us. Don't forget, Cotman, if you're thinking of making up another Lance Corporal, I'd be proud to serve under you, sir.
I'll bear that in mind, Fraser. Well, Wilson, nasty business, eh?
Yeah.
Still, all's well that ends well.
Yes, I must say it did have its funny side. You know, when I got home, I laughed and laughed.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Yeah. To think all that time you were running things, you... you really had absolutely no authority at all, did you?
None at all. You're absolutely right, Wilson. I mean, I'd no power to promote you to sergeant, had I?
No, of course you, had no power at all. Didn't you, sir?
No. No, you see, sir, really, you shouldn't be wearing those stripes, you know.
What? Oh, really, sir?
Well, don't worry. I'm sure we'll sort it all out in time. Meanwhile, perhaps you'd like to borrow my penknife.
In that episode of Dad's Army from the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John Le Mesurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, John Ringham, Captain Turner, and Jack Watson as Sergeant Gregory. Room at the Bottom was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dias.